Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 15th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Among our top stories this evening,
the quiet achievements of rural women are celebrated on their International Day of Recognition, with activists calling for more to be done to empower them.
One of the major challenges that we see facing rural women, most rural women do not have information. And what we are doing as the Women's Trust, particularly on Rural Women's Day, is supporting the women to attend these commemorations.
The First Lady, Grace Mugabe, today continued with her Meet the People tour. She was in Bulawayo, where she castigated ZANU-PF leadership in Matabeleland for jostling for the vice president's post, saying they risked dividing the party.
The main highlight majorly was about the harassment of women, especially the women vendors, that are being harassed by city council police and even the authority themselves.
And the Jitungwiza Town Council fires four union leaders it accused of leading workers in a five-day strike that almost crippled the satellite town. First Lady Grace Mugabe today castigated ZANU-PF leadership in Matabeleland for jostling for the vice presidency post, saying they risked dividing the party. Speaking at AmaZulu Sports Stadium in Bulawayo during her last cross-country Meet the People tour, the First Lady said former ZAPU members should emulate their late party leader, Dr. Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo, who was passionate about unity and left the unity accord intact with clear guidelines on who should be vice president among them. She added that the ZANU-PF leadership in Bulawayo should instead concentrate on defeating the MDCT in the city and articulate problems faced by people so that they will not continue voting for MDCT in protest. ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma, who was in today's rally, tells reporter Standegile Mhlanga the First Lady was received with a jubilation in the city.
People were very excited, actually, to meet the First Lady, and also in her capacity as leader of the women. So she was really there to probably meet the Women's League for the first time in Bulawayo province, yes. So like in all other provinces, she had an overwhelming reception.
But we understand the meeting did not end well, with some people walking out while she was still talking, and that she reacted angrily to this. What exactly transpired?
No. The people did not leave because she was talking or anything. She had brought in some goodies, groceries for old women and the disabled. So unfortunately, one of the organizers made a boom by calling up those women to come up to the back of the stage so that when she finishes talking, they could then come up front and receive their hampers that were brought for them. So it was just a matter of one of the organizers who did a mistiming. There was nothing about maybe anybody walking away from her speech or anything.
What would you say were the main highlights of her speech, which resonated well with the audience?
Their main highlights majorly was about the harassment of women, especially the women vendors, that are being harassed by city council police and even the authority themselves. Look, this is a known secret that these old women and even the young guys and girls that are trying to survive. So as a mother, I thought that was very well said by her. Those laws were bylaws that were put by the colonial era because the white people did not want anybody to be seen selling anything there, because all those things they were producing themselves and they were putting in certain supermarkets, and they wanted everyone to go and buy from those supermarkets, supporting their system. So now that we've outgrown that colonial era and we're in a new Zimbabwe, really, they should be free, to really do that. And, well, of course, there must be bylaws, but those bylaws should be made to accommodate our current situation right now.
That was ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma on the line from Bulawayo with Studio 7 Standegile Mhlanga.
Direct from Washington, the Voice of America, VOA.
the Zimbabwe National Students Union has described as outrageous Parliament of Zimbabwe's rejection of their request to probe how First Lady Grace Mugabe was recently awarded a doctorate by the University of Zimbabwe. ZINASU President Gilbert Mtubuki, whose union claims that there are no records of Mrs. Mugabe's enrollment at the UZ, says it is regrettable that Parliament turned down their request. ZINASU wrote a letter to Parliament 2 weeks ago seeking Parliament to, quote, probe the dubious circumstances, close quote, the doctorate was awarded. Mtubuki tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube they have now sent a similar letter to UZ authorities.
We're saying, do we have any regulation or a rule or an act of parliament which allows such development? If then we don't have such parliamentary acts, it is the duty of the parliament to monitor and represent the people in monitoring the constitutional procedures.
Now, what was the response of Parliament of Zimbabwe?
Unfortunately, the Speaker of Parliament, His Excellency Mbenda, wrote us a letter saying that they do not have that power, they do not have that authority to probe into the PhD of Grace Mugabe. And they advise us that we should write a letter to the University of Zimbabwe directly and seek that clarification, and also copy the letter to the Senate in the Council of Universities map. So we got that letter.
That was ZINASU President Gilbert Mtubuki speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mdenda says Parliament cannot handle this case.
We got their letter. It wasn't a petition in the strict sense. And we have replied accordingly.
And so at the end of the day, how did you actually reply them?
Tell them to send you our reply. They are the ones who told you we replied, isn't it? Tell them to send you the full response, and then it will be up to your judgment whether you agree with us or not as Parliament.
That was the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mdenda, speaking with Gibbs Dube. Lecturer Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University says the Parliament should have probed Mrs. Mugabe's doctorate.
It seems to me as though the Zimbabwe National Students Union must not accept this answer and must seek to get further redress from a different individual, from the Speaker of Parliament rather than the Minister or some person who is an interested party. It seems to me that the reply has come from an interested party who himself needs to be investigated, hence this kind of reply.
What is the significance of this kind of reaction by Parliament?
It seems to me as though Parliament itself has not been approached here by the person who read the letter. They read the letter and decided that it was within their power to respond. I think they are right. The person who responded to this letter has no power to respond because he could easily be implicated. He's responsible for that ministry. This letter must go to a full committee of the Ministry of Higher Education and Technology. And that that committee could then take it further to full Parliament.
That was lecturer Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from London.